We're with Pat Scarry now on WBAL. This is the Pat Scarry Show, the head basketball coach at Towson University. Coach, what's going on?
A tough one last night. We're just trying to, you know, bounce back and get ready for another tough one Saturday.
Yep, life in the CAA. It was a tough one on Wednesday night to George Mason, and you fall to 5-3. You shoot just 4-21 from beyond the arc last night, and 16 turnovers, and you only lose by 10, actually. When you think about it, that's pretty good.
You know, our effort was really good on the backboards. I thought we had some mental errors. And, you know, to their credit, they went to some zone, which they normally don't. And, you know, we unfortunately have some, you know, struggles at times shooting the ball and get a little bit against zone, too reliant on the three-point shot, which really isn't who we are right now. But they're a good club and well-coached team.
So now they go to 5-2 and kind of leapfrog you. You've played one more game, but that was kind of a big swing game. Are they the same Mason team? I know they have a new head coach and everything else. Are they still that kind of team capable of not only getting to the dance but winning games there?
You know, the country's not great, so I think anyone that gets in really could win a game or two. Other than, the, you know, maybe a handful of elite teams.
Maybe, maybe.
I don't think anyone is. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know if, you know, that the team that, you know, that made the deep run was, you know, fighting with like four or five seniors and been through the roads. I don't think there's no one in our league that's that good. Yeah, those were special type of teams. You know, there's a lot of, I think, good clubs in our league, but no like special elite type of groups.
And you look at the Butlers of the world. They're at it again and certainly capable. Gonzaga and then, you know, whomever comes out of the CAA will not unfortunately be Towson this year. I think all of those kind of mid-major schools are capable of doing some damage this year.
Yeah, no question. I think I watched that Gonzaga Butler team. Those are a couple of heavyweights right now.
Going back to the game yesterday, again, the shooting from beyond the arc, which was kind of a problem earlier in the year, then it got better. But 4-21, just one of those night shooting.
I hope, you know, we weren't as good as we need to be defensively, which unfortunately, I know, you know, when you shoot the ball poorly, it does put a lot of pressure on your defense, but that's who we are. It's just, we sometimes, it's like when we lost to Northeastern, we had a really rough shooting night from three-point land against zone, and, you know, we need to make shots. I think more importantly, we need to make sure we take really good shots.
Now, going back to the game before, this is now a two-game losing streak for Towson, your first one in a long time after several years, even though you weren't there, of several two-game losing streaks stacked together. So this is like first kind of bump in the road in a while, still 10-11 overall, 5-3 in the conference. How do you think your kids will respond?
You know, I'm not sure yet. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, it's as a group, it's the first time going through it, and you know, I think the interesting thing is that adversity reveals character. You know, do we get back to doing what we need to do to have success? You know, do you just have the same type of energy, focus? You know, obviously, maybe we were a little bit dragging. We played Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, but, you know, you got to find a way that you have a couple of those pockets in you know, the schedule of games and during the season, so you got to try to get through those. But it'll be interesting to see.
Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL. And, Coach, I have to give my weekly Jarrell Bennahmann update. He's tied for second in the NCAA with 11.5 rebounds per game. That's amazing. And he also, right now, leads the NCAA with 14 double-doubles, averaging 17 and those 11.5 rebounds per game in 21 games now.
Yeah, he's been a monster. You know, he's as good as any player in our league, and he's a great under-the-radar national story. And then, you know, he still had pretty good numbers. He had a subpar game against Mason, which obviously any night he doesn't play well, especially against a good club, it is going to make it really hard for us. Fortunately, he hasn't had many of those, and he'll bounce back pretty quickly. But he's, he's a special player. There's no doubt about it.
And by the way, subpar for Jarrell Bennahmann means 16 points, 4 blocks, 8 boards. Although I know and 3 assists, by the way, I know he had some fouls and he also turned it over 4 times. But still, you know, his standards risen to the point where 16-8 is not great.
No, they have, and that's a credit to his talent. And you know, I was frustrated with them, you know, during and after the game, and as I reflect back at that, that's probably my error. Although you know, when a guy I guess has been that dominant in that many games in a row, he's going to have, you know, one off night. Obviously, Mason's a good defensive team as well, and probably as a coach, you've got to expect that. It's just sometimes hard to do when you're in the moment, you know.
Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL. Towson right now, Coach, 26th in the NCAA with about 40 rebounds per game overall. How far has your team come in that department? I know they were pretty good early on in the year, but just in general, last year to this year, in crashing the boards?
I think we've been pretty consistent, obviously, throughout. You know, clearly it helps that you have, like, the best rebounder in the country. But we've had other guys that have big – we've had other guys with big nights. And on Wednesday night, Bilal Dixon had 14 rebounds, which was huge. So, you know, Jarrell sets the tone with that. And we do try – it is a point of emphasis for us. And obviously the other thing for us is we need to get on the offensive glass because it's a big piece of our offense. Free throws and you know, second and third shots are a big piece of it.
All right, coming up, we'll look at the upcoming schedule for the Tigers. We'll look forward with Pat Scarry here on WBAL.